Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Tonight, President Obama addresses the country on U.S. military involvement in Libya. In a moment, we'll speak with journalist Rami Khoury with the latest from the region. But we begin with a glimpse into what people in autocratic states like Libya are facing. You may have seen the dramatic video of a Libyan woman arrested, kicking and screaming, after she burst into a hotel in Tripoli where foreign journalists are being kept by Muammar Gaddafi. That woman's name is Iman al-Obeidi, and according to news reports from Tripoli, her arrest on Saturday is what everyone in the capital is talking about, but not on the record. Jonathan Miller is a reporter for Channel 4 News in Britain. He was in that hotel room when Iman al-Obeidi was taken into custody. He joins us on his cell phone. He's just crossed the Libyan border into Tunisia. Jonathan, first of all, when that woman came in, what was your sense of her?
Well, I inadvertently followed her straight into the dining room, and there were a lot of journalists and Libyan government minders. These are people employed by the government supposedly to make our jobs easier, but actually all they do is obstruct us and make our lives difficult. But there were about, I would say, between 50 and 100 people in the dining room at the time, and the woman walked in, and she started screaming straight away. She pulled up her skirt, and you could see a laceration on her leg. She had tears streaming down her cheeks, and she screamed, "Look what Gaddafi's militia have done to me. Look what they've done to me." And she was so loud that the whole room literally just froze, and nobody knew what to do. The first thing I saw was a government minder pull a pistol. He reached into his jacket, and very quickly, about the same time, kitchen staff tried to push the woman away to one side of the room, and she ended up sitting down at a table where a number of journalists, and I was among them, managed to sit around the table and try to calm her down and talk to her about what she was claiming had happened to her. What she said was that she had been abducted or kidnapped, as she put it, at a checkpoint in eastern Tripoli 2 days earlier. She said that she'd been taken by a government militia and had been gang raped 15 times, she said. She had whiskey poured down her throat, she'd been cut, and she showed marks where she'd been tied, her wrists bound to her ankles. It was a terrible, terrible story, and ordinarily you would have thought that someone telling a story like that, so disheveled, so distressed, might at least have been given the space to tell their story, to be taken seriously, and been calmed down a little bit. But this did not happen at all. First of all, the waiting staff laid in. Waitresses shouted at her that she was betraying the brother leader, the Colonel Gaddafi. They took a knife off the table and waved it at her, saying, "You traitor." Then waiters tried to stop cameras filming. And at that point, minders came in to try to stop the journalists getting the story. It resulted in quite a violent melee in which scuffles and scraps broke out right across the dining room.
In fact, do we understand that you were punched?
Yes, one of the government minders, I should say, leapt across the table. He'd been trying to stop the woman from talking to us and was trying to distract her and get her away from the table. We let her through to our side of the table where we thought she might be protected a little. We realized very quickly that we journalists were the only ones who were standing between her and the people who she accused of torturing and abusing her in this way. So we let her through, and at that point, a government minder leapt over the table and punched me straight in the face. I landed on my back on the floor, and at that point, there was a CNN camera being ripped apart right above me. That was another scrap. Another one took place out in the hallway, journalists were being leapt on and tackled to the ground by these government minders trying to stop them taking recording equipment out of the room. And all this time, the woman, who's Iman al-Obeidi, was shouting and screaming, "Look, now you can see the repression. Now you can see what it's like to live in Gaddafi's Libya."
It just sounds like an incredible scene, Jonathan. Now, of course, you know the government is saying a number of things, ranging from this woman is insane to she's a prostitute, she was drunk. Someone has been put forth that claims to be her cousin, saying that this is an honor-related case. But there are other reports that this woman is a lawyer, a respected lawyer, and was a protester and was arrested at a checkpoint. We know you probably can't verify any of that, but what is true is that it seems to be a glimpse into Muammar Gaddafi's police state. Do we understand that even the hotel workers, you talked about the waiters and waitresses, even the hotel workers may have been working for Gaddafi, that they may have been security guards.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I sense that they really showed their true colors there. Whether they were intelligence or spooks of some sort, that the waiting staff did join in. It was a truly shocking incident, and it didn't end with the description of what I just told you about the dining room area. It carried on outside later because the woman was dragged, literally kicking and screaming after a short standoff, out to a waiting saloon car and shoved unceremoniously into the back seat and dragged off, driven off, rather. She'd been screaming, "They say they're going to take me to hospital. I'm being taken to prison." It was a horrendous thing to witness. And the interesting thing about it, though, is you talk about the restrictions foreign journalists are under. They are extreme. People are arrested the minute they get out of the hotel. I'm traveling in a car now in Tunisia with a journalist who was one of many who had gone outside this hotel only to be arrested, held at gunpoint, have a bag put over his head, put in a stress position by Libyan security forces trying to stop journalists talking to ordinary Libyans. What happened on Saturday morning was that an ordinary Libyan came into our hotel. The story came to us. And as you say, it's been very difficult to verify. The government has been spinning, lying, using its propaganda to tell us all sorts of things, besmirching the honor of this woman. Her mother is reported by one of my colleagues, the Washington Post correspondent who's in Tripoli, to have told her that she is indeed, as you say, a 26-year-old law student, and that she'd been studying in Tripoli, and that that her mother is extremely proud of what she's done.
Do we know, though, where she is now? The government is now saying she's been released.
Yes, we were told by the government spokesman last night that she had indeed been released. Rumors are floating around that this is not true, but we have not been able to verify. For 2 days now, we have relentlessly campaigned with the government spokesman for access to see this woman. We suggested that we send a couple of female journalists in to see her, just to verify that that they were telling us was indeed the case, that she was safe, that she felt secure, and they insisted that this was a criminal case. They would investigate, and they wouldn't tell us any other details, they said, because it might get in the way of legal proceedings. It might compromise them in some way. Yet, the government spokesman had himself earlier privately been briefing journalists that the woman was a prostitute, that she was well known as a woman of easy virtue who'd brought this on her own head by going to a militia checkpoint seeking paid-for sex. And, you know, we, of course, are unable to verify any of this. For journalists operating in Tripoli, the restrictions are excessive. It's very, very difficult for us to hear the truth, which is why what had happened on Saturday morning was such a welcome thing for us. We really did get a glimpse into the repression of this totalitarian regime.
Well, look, you as a journalist are complaining about not getting access. This is a regime that may or may not be on the brink of collapse. You know, it may be understandable that they're going to, you know, try to manipulate the information that you get. But how, I mean, just to, your sense of how brave this woman had to be to do what she did.
It was extraordinary. It was absolutely extraordinary. I mean, we're in a period now in Libya where the initial democratic uprising was beaten back and suppressed brutally by Gaddafi's forces. I have just driven out from Tripoli to the Tunisian border for 2.5 hours along the road where some of these protests sprang up, the towns of Zahouia and Zouara. You can see the buildings that you pass along these roads are pockmarked with bullet holes. There are huge chunks taken out of buildings made by shells from tanks and mortars. And the towns themselves seem half empty. People are not rearing their heads above the parapet. They have been beaten back. They realize that certainly over the past 2 weeks, their protest is going to be met with nothing but violence. And so for this woman to have come into our hotel in the way that she did, she will have calculated that she risked everything in doing so. She knew exactly what would be meted out to her as a result of it. So her courage was utterly remarkable to witness, and I think left all of us who saw it, feeling very sick at heart that we were powerless to intervene to stop the regime grabbing her back and shoving her into the back of that car and screeching off to criminal investigation headquarters.
No. Jonathan Miller of Channel 4 News in Britain. Jonathan, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.